You're listening to Best Practice on RN. In the biz, it's called a side hustle. That's when people have a job on the side that's different and sometimes very different from their 9-to-5 work. Winnie Yap is a side hustler. Thanks for joining us, Winnie.
Pleasure to be here.
Winnie, you don't just have one or two jobs. You've actually got three jobs. You work in marketing, you teach law to university students at UTS in Sydney, and you write all the content for our legal magazine's blog.
Yes, I do. Yes. And I've gotten a fourth job now, my main job, my main 9-to-5, where I work in the global marketing team for a legal software company.
Let's take you back to January 2015 when you began a rather unusual side hustle.
Yes. I gathered a group of friends and people that were working with my marketing firm at the time, and we decided to give a cat cafe a shot in Sydney, where you can go visit rescue cats. And basically, by visiting them, you're helping to socialise them. You can adopt them as well. And it's just a good thing for city people to do. I'm a city person. I don't get to see animals that much. So it's a time to sort of disconnect and reconnect in many ways with being where you are and being with the cat who may or may not give you love. We launched a crowdfunding campaign which went crazy. We raised $4,000 in 4 hours and ended up raising about $40,000.
Wow. That's a lot of cat lovers out there.
Oh, yeah. That was just from pre-bookings, just people who wanted to support the idea and be the first through the door. So we were booked out for our first 2 months when we launched in July 2015. So we pulled it together very quickly. And it's been doing pretty well ever since. We launched a few other sort of events around it. So I launched something called Cat Yoga. Where you do yoga with cats.
Does that work? Do the cats follow in the yoga?
No, they just interrupt you. They seem to judge the yoga pretty gravely, actually. We ended up getting featured all over the place. We have had the Mountain from Game of Thrones come to visit us. A giant man with a tiny kitten just being filmed for BuzzFeed. That was a strange day. So it's been quite a ride. And throughout that, something that I only found out about a month before we launched is that I'm slightly allergic to cats.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. So you've started a cat cafe and you didn't know that you were allergic?
Well, I'm not allergic to one cat or two cats. I kind of always had them around. But I remember the moment that I realized that I might be allergic was when I was in a room with 17 of them. We were setting up, getting ready for launch in about a week, and I just started sneezing uncontrollably. I'm like, oh, God, just put my home deposit into this. What a great idea.
So what did you do? Did you have to wear a full body suit or anything like that?
It wasn't really that bad. Like, I couldn't stay longer than about 2 hours or so in the cat room, but there's also a cafe area. And so I did other tasks, and I was very much behind the marketing, which is really where my skills base has been.
What have been the main difference between your day jobs and this side hustle?
Well, this particular side hustle was just a wild idea. You wouldn't do it to save money. It's a good venture and it was an interesting experience. But really, when it came to my day jobs were about following a strong professional skill set and passion as well. So in many ways, there's not a huge difference, is that my day jobs pay better.
Tell us about the hard stuff and what you learned from that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I had launched a few businesses prior to Catmosphere, but they'd all been online. So I launched something called Survive Law, which went on to become Australia's sort of highest traffic law student website. And that was nice and contained. But with Catmosphere, it was bricks and mortar, which broke one of my big rules of don't launch bricks and mortar because it will take a lot of time and money. It was in skill sets that I really had no idea about. I didn't know that much about cats. I'd never run a cafe before. It was an insane concept. The only thing that I was good at leading up to it was publicizing it and fundraising for it and just having the sort of willingness and energy to push through and bring a lot of people on the journey who were incredibly helpful.
Winnie Yap, thanks for joining us and talking side hustle.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And that's all for today. Thanks to our producer, Verica Jokic, and our technical producer, Jack Montgomery Parks.